Hi everybody and welcome to this, the seventh episode. This week's episode is going to be preempted by this song by Lloyd Prince in 1959. And I think you'll understand what this week's subject is going to be all about when you listen. I'm now beginning to understand the question that Margaret posed to me during the week about the different personalities. And I thank you, Margaret, for posing the question. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover two of the four basic personalities today. At least I'm going to try and cover them. So we know that our personality can influence almost everything we do and everything we say, from the friends we choose to the people we vote for. And it can help many of us if we spend time thinking about our personality or our personality traits. If we understand our personality, it'll give us a huge amount of enlightenment and strength. But we'll also understand our weaknesses. We'll also gain a greater insight into other people and how they see me. Now, most modern day psychologists and psychotherapists would agree that there are four main personalities, and it's usually called the four-factor model. And we all possess a piece of each of them. But we will predominantly be one of them. And they're called extrovertedness, agreeableness, openness to experience, and neurotism. So what are these different types of personalities? Well, okay. Let's call them A, B, C, and D, for want of a better understanding. And I'm only going to do two this week. And hopefully I'll get to the other two next week. So let's take type A personality, or the director, or overachiever, or the go-getter. One could call this personality a natural-born leader. And I did say what I could call this personality is a natural-born leader. This type of personality wants to control as much as possible. This type of personality can range from being orientated towards their goals to almost workaholics. This depends on how they will use their talents. So, what are the traits for personality A? They're ambitious, they can be passionate, they can be stubborn, competitive, They're also motivated. However, their motivation is by challenging their success. Type A is happiest when they're in charge of a project and when they can see what is in their mind coming to life. However, also type A are most likely to become overstressed and actually choose professions that are stressful. So what are the strengths of personality type A or the director? They can embrace change. They can take charge. They're amazingly fast-paced. They have a very direct style of management. They're ambitious. We've already said that they can be passionate. They demand extreme freedom. They could be dominant. They've got management skills. Again, they're highly competitive. They're incredibly good at multitasking. So then, what are their weaknesses? Well, like we've said before, they're stubborn. They can be workaholics. They can be impatient. They can be very abrupt. They can be easily angered. They can be insensitive. They can also be ill-tempered or might have a short fuse. They can be domineering, and they can be intolerant. So then, what would motivate type A personality? Money, freedom obviously, and independence. They need opportunities, they need challenges. They have an inbuilt depth of urgency. They need success. How would you know a type A person by what they say? Here's a couple of sentences or phrases within sentences that may give you an idea of the director type personality. Let's get it done. Fast. Results. Immediate. Now. Today. Well, the bottom line is this. What do you think about? Take the challenge. This is a great return on your investment. So what would turn this type of personality off? Some of the things would include touchy-feely things. They don't like touchy-feely. When somebody describes something in depth or long explanations. Emotional terms they don't like. Being seen as a vulnerable or soft person. They don't like routine. And they certainly don't like being taken advantage of. And last but not least, they hate to lose. So if you work with a person or you have a colleague or a family member or whatever who is type A personality, what would you say? Usually what we say is that this person is really goal orientated. They're risk takers. However, they're very good under pressure. The director or type A personality, they don't like an awful lot of restraints. They much prefer to be free to work independently and to set their own schedules. And the fact that they're often seen as workaholics, it would not be unusual to see them put a lot of time and effort into something to make sure that their goal is met. They can seem so impatient at times, especially if they believe somebody is spending way too much time on the details of a project. Because for them, the successful completion of the project or their goal is the most important thing and should be focused on at that moment. So don't be incredibly surprised if you see type A personality in management roles. And if, however, they are, they will see their day-to-day role as a routine or know that the same thing every day, they would get bored very, very easily. And they certainly won't enjoy their work. And therefore, they may take it out on the people under them. Because they dislike discouragement and it won't be tolerated within themselves, they'll have a very short fuse. They'll also be very dissatisfied if they feel people are trying to take advantage of them or to hold them back in some way, shape or form. Or even just disagreeing with them. Now, the drawback with this type of personality in a supervisory role is that they won't recognise their co-workers' feelings or needs. And it's not that they don't see them, it's that they don't necessarily acknowledge them because they don't care. They're extremely focused on achieving their own goals. So they may not even notice. So if you're looking for someone who works well under pressure, or seems likely to excel in high stress situations, then type A personality is the very one you're looking for. just keep them away from the rest of the population. So on to type B. Now, type B personality is the very opposite to type A, because type B personality is also known as the socializer or peacemaker, and they're known for their outgoing abilities and strong relationships. To be in the presence of a type B personality is very enjoyable and can be an incredibly positive situation. But you have to be careful, because they can be on the, I suppose, on the verge of being extremely needy. Now, this is due to their desire to be loved and to have others tell them that they approve of them. Type B personality is a very energetic personality, and they like to be the center of attention. I have to say that they're particularly good at building relationships. The most important thing that you can give or do for a type B personality is to give them compliments and acknowledgements and admiration and even applause, especially around their achievements. So what about the strengths of type B personality? They're enthusiastic, they can be fun-loving, charismatic, they're great motivators. They have lightheartedness around them. They're people-orientated, and they can be self-confident. They can be spontaneous, and they're also dreamers. Does type B have weaknesses? Of course they do. They're the same as all other personalities. They can be too self-involved. They may try to do things all at once, which makes them impatient. Sometimes they can even be unrealistic. They have huge problems with being alone. They can also have short attention span, which leaves them easily bored. They can be self-indulgent. They can also be prone to making sweeping generalizations about people. And they procrastinate quite a lot. So then, what motivates them? Well, obviously, gaining public recognition, getting awards or certificates, taking a photograph with a celebrity, succeeding above the people around them, being the center of attention, being accepted, or the latest fashion or trend. How would you know type B personality by what they say? Now, here's a couple of suggestions or ideas around that. You look great. Ah, you're the best. People really love you. This is going to be fun and entertaining. So what do type B personalities actually dislike? One of the biggest things that they hate is public humiliation. They don't like being unappreciated. They really just like non-social people, not wanting to appear unattractive, appearing unsuccessful, and more especially, not being accepted. So if they were your friends or co-workers, or even family, what would they look like? Well, they would be relationship orientated. They'd be outgoing. They'd certainly be enthusiastic about their relationships and about being outgoing. Some people might view them as being self-centered because they love to talk about themselves. But these type of people like to be liked. I vaguely remember a film with Bette Midler in it. Now, I can't remember what it was called. Maybe somebody would enlighten me on that one. But in the film, this character invited an old friend up to their apartment, which was very lavish, you know, like with all the antique stuff, you know the kind. And she was telling her all about her successes. And after a while, she decided that, you know, she better shut her mouth. And she said to her friend, "Well, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you." And she took a breath and then she said, "So what do you think of me?" That is type B personality. Their biggest fear is being humiliated in public, because it would make a lot of people disapprove of them. And the thought of that would be absolutely devastating to personality type B. So if I was to ask you all to switch off this for about 2 or 3 minutes and just ask yourself the question, who am I? What's my personality? What strengths do I have? What are my weaknesses? How am I with my friends, my co-workers, my family? What do they see when they look at me? Stay safe. Stay well. Namaste.